I'm Zimin Xu, Dr. Z, Microsoft Architect Evangelist. I'm at H3 Solutions today. We are going to talk about what this startup company did to extend SharePoint solutions to the mobile platform. But before we get started, I'll let them introduce themselves first.
Hi, my name is Mick Harris. I'm founder and VP of Technology.
Hi, Joe Harris, founder, VP of Product.
Hi, I'm Lisa Ruff, and I'm the Business Development Manager.
Let me start with you, Mick. First, tell us a little bit about the company and what solutions you guys have built.
Sure. We were founded about 4 or 5 years ago. The H3 stands for the three Harrises. Joe and I are brothers, and our dad, Mike. We started as a SharePoint development company, so we've been doing quite a bit of SharePoint consulting work. We're very, very knowledgeable in SharePoint. We've been using it since SharePoint 2003. We've also basically, in the last couple of years, been witnessing kind of the explosion of mobile computing, the growth of mobile computing, and decided to try to bridge the gap between the explosive growth and use of SharePoint and mobility. So what we decided to do was we created more of an API for mobility. So less of mobile thinking of just a way to view something that, because you're not at your desk, you need to at least see something. We want to introduce interactivity from a mobile standpoint. Those same emails that you're getting from SharePoint alerts, you can actually act on them from your smartphone. Smartphones are incredibly more powerful and on a scale that's incredibly short. So in a matter of 5 years, the type of technology available in our pockets is amazing. Things like HTML5 are now both thought of as on the desktop browser and the mobile phone at the same time. So what we wanted to do was create an environment where when a developer is creating a SharePoint solution for whatever vertical functionality, they can think both desktop and mobile at the same time without having to be mobile experts. They can stay SharePoint and .NET experts, but hit both platforms.
You mentioned that you created your own API, which extends the SharePoint capability to support the mobile platform. I'm very curious to know what you actually did. Could you explain to us?
Sure. In 2007, Microsoft came out with a SharePoint platform that was drastically different than in 2003. And what they introduced was called the Solution Feature Architecture, which provides a platform, a deployment and provisioning system, that would allow developers to develop solutions on top of SharePoint that are easily deployable, easily provisionable, and will scale throughout, you know, a big SharePoint farm. And that was actually really a very genius move by Microsoft from, you know, where they were going with SharePoint. And, you know, it's really evident in the ecosystem of ISVs that are out there that provide solutions on top of SharePoint. And it's the same in SharePoint 2010. So what we did is we saw an opportunity to take that solution feature architecture and extend it to allow for developers to develop mobile applications within their SharePoint solutions and SharePoint features. Our API allows you to develop mobile applications as SharePoint features. The definition of a mobile application is a .NET class that implements our Entree application class, which is almost exactly like a web part, which is also a .NET class that implements the web part class. If it makes more sense, we can probably draw it up on the board and show you kind of a high-level architecture of mobile Entree and how it sits within SharePoint.
Sure.
So here we're looking at a general diagram of SharePoint. At your foundation is SharePoint, either 2007, 2010, WSS or MOS, Foundation or SharePoint Server. On top of that, your user experiences basically consist of, before Mobile Entree, you have your predominantly desktop browser interface and also the mobile. Tends to be mostly out-of-the-box only and does not really partake in the SharePoint solution feature architecture that came with SharePoint 2007. So just talking right here, this is probably the majority of SharePoint customization development computing today is developers will create custom SharePoint solutions.wsp files that get deployed into a SharePoint farm and allow you to create vertical functionality within SharePoint that's mostly used through the desktop. The mobile entree stands kind of in parallel to that, brings an API to allow you to create or actually add to existing SharePoint solutions mobile applications. Now, out of the box, mobile entree comes with some mobile applications that fit in this solution feature architecture. But for various out-of-the-box functionality. But the idea is, for any future customization, a developer can create their SharePoint solutions that maybe add web parts, maybe add site content types and list types and things like that, can also include mobile applications in the same SharePoint solution. So the activation of the same feature would install web parts and mobile applications at the same time.
So if I understand, customers can use the application you provide, you know, on top of your API, but they can also create a custom application. Is that right?
Yes, that is exactly correct. So what we tried to do was we hit some more of the general SharePoint use type functionality, things like just displaying of lists and libraries with our built-in mobile applications that come with mobile entree. Those mobile applications that we build are built on the API just like any custom mobile application would be built. The idea with the custom mobile applications are for very specific functionality. So, for instance, if you had a very special workflow, a very custom workflow that users had to provide input on during the stages of that workflow, you could create a custom mobile application. And these are custom mobile web applications, so these are running in the browser. So that means that if your workflow is sending an email to a user requesting them to provide input on a given workflow, the same link they would click on normally at their desktop to participate in that workflow, they'd be clicking on their smartphones. So that would then launch their custom mobile web application in Mobile Entree's API to facilitate the processing of that workflow.
I think it's also important to note that when it comes to SharePoint 2010, mobile applications that are built using the Mobile Entree API and provisioned as features have to be provisioned as farm solutions because they are touching an API that's outside of what a sandbox solution has access to.
So you're saying that custom solutions based on your API only work with farm-based solutions, not in sandbox environment. How about customers who subscribe to Microsoft Online, SharePoint Online services? Will your API work?
Not at the moment. We are in conversations with different folks over at the Microsoft Online division, and we hope to get in there at some point. But you know, showing interest and you know, those customers are going to be the ones that drive getting this sort of capability into the environments that they're using.
Let's shift the gear a little bit. You know, to focus on the smartphone, the mobile platform. Any special requirements for the device, and also for developers? Do they have to write something special?
There's two aspects to that. From a device requirement standpoint, features-wise, we do target smartphones. So some of the more recent, probably the last five-year type of phones, some of the lower-end BlackBerries, and of course all the newer ones, the iPhone, the Android devices, and of course the Windows Phone 7 series. Also Windows Mobile 6.5. Now we are browser-based. Our mobile applications are mobile web applications. So we live in the browser. So the browser, ideally, it should support JavaScript. We support Ajax and those kinds of things. But to that point, our API is designed to degrade gracefully depending on the device. So some of your much, much older BlackBerry curves actually do not support the level of Ajax we need, so we have a post-back-based system. But the nice thing is, it's the same application that the developer writes. So the developer just basically focuses on input and output, creating their interfaces. How those interfaces are managed via the API and how the user interacts with them, we take care of that for them. So this does a couple things for you. First off, if I write an application for my company that does X, my company is predominantly BlackBerries right now, but we're pushing a Windows Phone 7 implementation strategy for, say, the sales team. That sales team can start with their current BlackBerries. They can actually start using that custom mobile application, and then when they upgrade to the Windows Phone 7 device, it'll just keep working. It'll work actually a little bit better because of the fidelity capabilities within Windows Phone 7 versus BlackBerry. But the nice thing is, from a development and maintenance and provisioning standpoint, there really isn't anything to do.
having applications based on your API is really browser-based and it supports a variety of smartphone devices. Therefore, if I look at the Windows Phone devices, it is not really based on, it's not really using SilverLight because it's not really on the device. Is that right?
Right, yeah. So basically, the delivery of mobile entree applications to your phone through the browser is done through the exact same URL you go to on your desktop. And so instead of an organization having to, you know, submit applications to all the different app stores to support all their different types of devices in their organization, they can kind of standardize on SharePoint as their mobile application platform using Mobile Entree to deploy their custom mobile solutions. And also, because we're not an app that's on the phone, we don't have you don't have to purchase those individual licenses for each one of your employees. We're just a single server license for each web front end server you have.
Can we take a look at the application you provided based on your own API that shows the SharePoint capabilities on the mobile device?
Sure, sounds good. We'll bring Lisa Ruff in to do that.
All right, what we're going to do right now is take a look at SharePoint configured with Mobile Entree and then actually look at the mobile experience on a variety of phones. What we're looking at right now is a very simple SharePoint site that's rich with libraries, lists, and what we're going to look at right now is what's the out-of-the-box experience when a mobile device comes into SharePoint. So here you can see what that look and feel is like. Now what I'd like to do is show you what that experience is like when Mobile Entree has been activated on the site. Here is the Windows 7 phone, and what you can see is very rich access to lists, discussions, document libraries. So you can see it's very easy to get access to. But one of the things, too, is what our capability is across browser bases. Here's the same experience that you would have on an iPhone or an Android. Now we're going to take a look at some rich scenarios that people typically do within SharePoint, checking in, checking out documents, filling out lists, and even getting access to business intelligence. So I have a document library right here, and as I click into my government document libraries, you can see that George Washington has checked out the Declaration of Independence, but George has already left for the day, and now what George needs to do is make sure, because as he walked out of the office, he forgot to check it in, and now George can go check that document back in so that people can continue to work even though he's out of the office. The next thing we're going to take a look at is you can actually interact, of course, with SharePoint and fill in lists. If I have patient records, I can be out in the field and need to put in information about a patient that's going into a hospital. Symptoms are breathing problems, last name is Ruff, first name is Lisa, age is allergies or NA, hit save. And the most important thing is that as I go back to my SharePoint site, and we take a look at this to the patient records, you can see, in fact, that that record has been added for me to access to. The next thing I want to do is take a look at some really rich capability we have in terms of allowing you to get mobile dashboard views of business intelligence. I have a number of documents in my document library. As I click on productivity metrics, yes, I can absolutely open up that spreadsheet I want, but I want to do is get some rich information to help me make a decision as I'm going into a meeting. And this gives me an incredible rich view of my spreadsheet cell ranges that I need, as well as charts and graphs that I can make information of. But actually, there's more capability for the analysis. We also support actually pivoting or slicing on that information. So I have another one called the quarterly pivot. As I click on quarterly performance, I see that I've got information from the East and the West teams, but right now I'm only going to meet with the East manager, so I just want the latest and greatest information. So I can actually filter right here on my smartphone and select the East and hit OK, and then select apply on my phone, and that's going to go and get me the latest information for me to be able to have that information for my meeting. The next thing we're going to take a look at is how something that's very important to our customers is, of course, the ability to brand and give the look and feel that they want. So here is our out-of-the-box application that just has our logo on it. What I'm going to do right now is go into Site Actions, and underneath the Site Settings, I'm going to go to the Site Collection Features. And what we see here is a theme that was created, which is the Contoso theme. As I activate that, and now we go back to the phone and refresh the screen, what you're going to see is very rich branding capability in terms of the colors, the logo. This can be applied to the out-of-the-box applications that we provide, as well as any of your own. But very rich capability to create that experience that your users want.
To support applications based on your API, are there any additional requirements, actual requirements, on the SharePoint form?
Well, actually, not only does Mobile Entree provide an extension to the solution feature architecture, but it itself is a product that installs as a SharePoint solution and is activated as SharePoint features. So essentially, we're kind of taking advantage of that entire framework. You install our solution on your SharePoint farm, and it'll get provisioned out to your web front ends automatically.
And then from a performance standpoint, one of the things that we did early on is we anticipated now that mobility is just as accessible and just as capable, potentially, as the desktop, your concurrent users could go up dramatically. So now you've got both your desktop users and your mobile users all collaborating at the same time. So your concurrent users of, say, 10,000 users with concurrent of 2,000, you could be seeing a concurrent of 6,000. So we took that into consideration very early on and designed a system that's optimized for speed. We have a very sophisticated caching mechanism. We've taken a look at, you know, our overhead on the servers, on the database, how many SQL transactions we create when a mobile user hits our stuff, and tried to ensure that based on an anticipated pretty decent increase in concurrent users when mobility becomes usable, is making sure that we don't add an appropriate amount or a proportional amount, but actually a reduced amount to really keep it streamlined so that it doesn't bring down the servers.
Have you received any customer feedback regarding, you know, the solutions out of the box based on your API and also maybe the customer solutions? Anything you are doing to, you know, maybe improve some of those areas and maybe adding additional features?
Yeah, one of the biggest things that we're adding here in the next few weeks really is the ability to kind of mass provision mobile applications throughout a large scale farm. So if you have, you know, 200,000, 250,000 sites that you need to configure for mobile, this will make it much easier to get your initial mobile implementation out using Mobile Entree. And then we also have some enhanced workflow capabilities, as well as some integration with SharePoint Designer and the introduction of mobile data views.
Additionally, as the smartphone technology improves and the browser improves, one of the things that we're keeping a very close eye on is HTML5 and what it's going to bring to the table. Specifically, things like parallel JavaScript processes, offline use, those kinds of things. What we want to do is kind of take control of that and abstract it to the developers so they don't have to become experts at it, but allow them to do things like much more parallel processing on the device and even offline storage and syncing.
Mick, Joe, and Elise, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your solutions with us. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks.
Thanks. It's a lot of fun.